Welcome to Your Expansive Self Podcast. I'm your host, Tasha Kretel. I'm a self-healing and leadership coach, breathwork and meditation teacher, truth finder, activator, and a passionate student of life. I fully believe that everything is interconnected in our world and that it's time that we talk about the deeper truths of it. My goal is to share with you all that I know within the energetics of self-healing, health and wealth, spirituality, sexual energy, conscious business and leadership, basically all the things that I'm obsessed with. I am fully committed to helping you remember that you can lead, embody, create, and live from a place of wholeness, love, empowered sovereignty, and personal freedom. We have conversation with heart leaders, solo episodes, no BS, no filters, sharing from my heart to yours with integrity, love, and wisdom. Thank you so much for pressing play today. I'm so honored and excited to have you here with me. So let's get started. Hello, beautiful, epic sunshines. Welcome back to the podcast. A few things. My voice the last couple days have been, I guess it's been like upgrading of some sorts because it's sounding a little like raspy, a little like grounded. So sometimes like my throat like kind of cuts off in certain words. Anyways, super excited to be here. Super excited to have today's guest on the podcast, my friend Garen, who is so unapologetic, so expressive, so creative. And it's just like, I think it is very inspiring to just witness someone who is so unapologetic like that in the world. And trust me when I say, like, I have like hung out with him multiple times on a personal level, and the way he is online, the way he portrays himself is exactly how he is, you know? Like, some people can assume and doubt that it's like different, but it's not. He is that, which I guess you can call authentic. The timing of this too has been really interesting, because even just yesterday I was reflecting like, okay, if I want to really tap into my own creativity with my heart and my own natural flow state and what really lights me up, and like what would I do if I were to just give myself permission right now to whatever it is, like, is it writing, is it talking, is it like what is it right now? And right now it's my podcast. And it's feeling so good. And it's feeling so good to have these amazing conversations and amazing humans on and sharing their stories, sharing their thoughts, their energies, their hearts. I mean, it's freaking incredible. Even with the last podcast with Chris Bale, that shit blew up. Like, you guys just went ham on that interview, on that conversation. It was not an interview, I would say more of a conversation. And it just lit me up so much. And I'm so excited to continuously bring that, not only just with like epic people, epic humans, like regardless of who they are, what they're doing, but also like just give you guys that permission in whatever capacity that wants to look like for you. So without further ado, please welcome to the show my friend Garen Jones. And I'll see you guys after the podcast, after the recording, after the conversation. Please enjoy. If you find any nuggets whatsoever, make sure you take them down, you write them down, you tag us both on Instagram, Tasha Kretel and Garen Jones, and we would absolutely love to connect with you. All right, I'll see you guys after.
Recording in progress.
Welcome, Garen. Welcome to the show, the podcast. How are you today?
I'm absolutely fabulous. I just got off another podcast and then came from me and my wife's nutrition bar. And then right before that came from the Empower Brotherhood workout. So your boy he's really in it today.
He's in it. He's ready. Yeah. I love that. Okay. Well, first of all, I'm super excited to come and check out your new bar. It's a wellness bar. It's a health bar.
Yeah. It's like a juice bar that we serve. We serve healthy smoothies and energizing teas, and the environment is, it's like a fertile environment for growth and for great conversation. And it just attracts really interesting, cool people that just spark up really cool conversations.
I love that. Those are the best.
Live well.
Live well in Austin, Texas.
Yeah.
Beautiful. I'm still excited to come and see it. I'm coming next week, so I'm really excited.
Okay, perfect.
So I wanted to have you on the podcast because, well, not only have we connected a bunch of times in Austin and I've witnessed you and your magic multiple times, but I also wanted to discuss more about like your story and the evidence that you are in the world as to who you are and what you do, right? Because I think the more evidence that we have, the better it is for anyone to see like what's possible for them. So I know you've, before this lifetime, right now, what you're experiencing, you've been through so many different types of experiences that has led you to like, I remember you were like showing me a bunch of different things that you were in the past. And I'm like, what the hell? Like, I would have never thought that you were this person. So tell us more about your story.
Man, I mean, that what part? Like, we can go on for days. give me a little bit of direction so I can like contain all of the vastness of the story.
I guess what I would love to know is what is the breaking point that led you into fully saying yes to who you are today? Was there a point that you remember that really shook you and that changed everything for you?
I'll tell you this, and I'm going to just give you a little, because everybody always loves to see how Superman got his powers or the story behind the story, the context behind how people become who they are. Mm-hmm. I was a little kid and I felt worthless as a little kid, and the cool people never wanted to hang out with me. So I would make up these lies so that I could at least try to fit in and people would believe certain things. So I lied when I was a little kid about, oh, I'm gonna move to LA and I'm gonna become a model. I'm gonna be a Tommy Hilfiger model. And I would just lie about all these things, right? You can't see the picture while you're in the frame.
Mm-hmm.
Fast forward, I'd say 11 years, I'm in LA, I'm modeling with the best agency there is in the country, Wilhelmina, and because I was with Wilhelmina and Ford, and I did Tommy Hilfiger, I did all these commercials, and without me knowing, everything that I lied so much about when I was a little kid and believed,
mm-hmm.
it was so real to me,
mm-hmm.
actually happened. Only for me to connect the dots looking backwards, that was me understanding. Well, I wasn't conscious, but that was me sharpening my skills of being able to manifest what I want in my life. So was it a lie or was it me seeing something that I wanted in the future? And then
we had a few Wi-Fi difficulties and now we're back.
It actually is the life that I'm living now. So was it a lie, just, or was it unconscious manifesting? Because as I look, connect the dots looking backwards, I was like, oh my goodness, you talk about a vision outwardly and then you keep rehearsing it to the point where you believe it. The universal order becomes plastic according to the thought that you give the most power to, and it'll wrap itself around your life to the point where you've literally manifested what you asked for. So all of this was happening. And plus, I wanted to be a superhero that was stronger than the average man, have abs like an action figure, and was saving and changing lives all over the world. So this was my start. Now, fast forward all of these years, in and out of juvenile, in and out of jail, was in prison for 2.5 years for smuggling drugs from 2003 to 2005. I used to be a fashion model. I did commercials. I did TV work. I had signed a recording contract with Ludacris over at DTB Def Jam. So I was on MTV and BET, and I was like literally around 2 Chainz and Chingy and Ludacris and all these people. So all of this stuff happened and I still was unaware that I was manifesting and creating all this. So as fast as my life was going up was as fast as it was going down. And what I didn't know was every time it was going up, I was reading, I was learning, I was growing, I was around people who were positive. And I was reading a book called The Power of Positive Thinking. And I just stayed in the frequency where the fertile ground always produced growth. which was results in my life that was manifesting what I was calling myself to be, a singer, an actor, a dancer, whatever it was. So you can't see the picture while you're in the frame. So I'm, all of this was happening, rising up, falling down. You're a model. Now all of a sudden you're homeless, living in your car because you don't have any money coming in. Because as fast as the money was coming in was as fast as the money was losing. So I'm like, man, I thought that I was the ish. I was the man. I'm a sexy hot dude that's freaking dating A-list celebrities and all these hot people that people are glorifying in the publication. They were like, oh my God, he's dating Garen. This person used to date this person. Now it's like, who's this new black dude that she's hanging out? So all this stuff was happening. Then it reached a point where it all went away. Everything, the money went away, the manifestation went away, or the positive things that I was manifesting went away. I get out of prison in 2005. And from 2005 to 2011, I was just lost. I was just lost.
Wow.
Going from couch to couch to couch, to girl's house to couch to couch. In that time, I signed a recording contract, but you don't get the money unless you have album sales. The album never came out. So I never got the money. So on the outside, I looked like I was making it. And on the inside, I'm like, man, I got to get a placement. I got something. Money's got to come in. I end up leaving the label. I got dropped from Def Jam, but it was through DTP, and DTP was housed by Def Jam.
Yeah.
So I left the record label. And then I was like, well, man, I don't know what I'm going to do with my life because I'm too big for the modeling. I'm not doing any commercials anymore. I don't have any money. The only thing I have to my name is my car that I bought with the advance that I got from the record deal. And I bought that cash. So that was the only thing that I had. So at that point, that's when I was like, well, damn. All I have is my car, no money. So I'm going to just stay in my car for a couple of days. A couple of days turn into a week. Then I'm sleeping at other girls' house. At first, it was a ride because every girl's house I slept at, I was sleeping with her. And so it was just like, man, it got to the point where I was so numb with emotions. I'm like, yo, I don't even want you to touch me. I just want to sleep. So all of this. Then I was depressed and I was stressed out, $200,000 in debt. My girlfriend breaks up with me because I can't take care of myself. My daughter pretty much disowned me because I can't take care of myself. And that's when I tried to commit suicide twice. And in 2011 at 3:43 in the morning, window busted out on the corner of La Brea and Hollywood. I was like, okay, I'm tired of fighting. I don't want to fight anymore. I want to be healthy. I want to be happy. I want to be surrounded by nothing but positive people. I just want to inspire people. And I want to make a bunch of money, but I want the money to represent something that I passionately believe in that I would do for free. Just show me a sign. Show me a sign. And as I close, a week later, I'm at the gas station and a homeless guy walks up to me and says, can I have some money? With a wad of money in his pocket. And I say, you have more money than me. And the homeless guy says, change your mindset, change your life, and walks away. So it wasn't the words. I've heard motivational quotes and words before at that time. Something about the energy that was fueling those words stopped me in my tracks, and it almost created a conscious interrupt that made me think about my whole life. If you know that movie Sixth Sense, where he went through the whole movie, he didn't know he was dead. That's the same thing happened to me. My whole life was a whole lie because of the way that I was thinking. Change your mindset, change your life. So if I do different with the same circumstance, my life will change. Change your mindset, change your life. That right there was the moment, because every day since that moment, it's been 11 years. Every time I don't want to do something, change your mindset, change your life. I train myself to do it. So reading books, going to seminars, investing in retreats when I didn't have the money, I just figured out a way. I'm like, you know what? Change your mindset, change your life. I'm going to figure out a way. Change your mindset, change your life. I normally use gel soap, so I'm going to use bar soap. Change your mindset, change your life. I normally walk the escalators, so now I'm going to walk the stairs. So now my life is a mirror reflection of the opposite end from 11 years of everyday change that I've taught myself to cultivate.
That's a pretty, like, at that homeless dude was like God coming
this
through.
This is why I say
right.
Homeless guy.
Quotes, like air quotes happening here. That's incredible. And this is, I'm assuming that obviously that's why you named your book that.
And my company.
And your company.
Yeah, people who get checks from me, it says Change Your Mindset, Change Your Life, Inc.
I love that. What a beautiful way to just bless someone, like so, and like such a micro way, which is really a macro way. That's incredible, Garen. I didn't hear that part of your story. So I'm glad that I got to hear that those nuggets of what happened. And I find it really interesting that you had this journey that was like, you know, up and up and up, and you were doing the things, but then like, it just kept going down and the money kept coming in and the money kept coming out. What do you think is like, was behind, I mean, obviously your mindset, but what was behind this experiencing of abundance coming in and coming out just as quickly?
The lack of awareness. You can't change what you're not aware of. So I wasn't aware, nor was I grounded in my most authentic nature. It was coming in when I was most authentic and I was kind to people. I wasn't gossiping. It was about the art. It was about the creativity, not like I need this for my house. I need this for my money. I'm going to position this way so this girl can see me, and I'm going to make this song so I can get more girls. But that's what it turned into. So it kept coming, but I was unaware the entire time. So every single, at the ripple effect, those results were the ripple effect of who I was being in the world. I was aligned with nature when I was most, my truest, most authentic self. And anything that aligns itself with nature benefits from nature's resources.
Mm-hmm.
You look at trees, they got fruit, it's oxygen, you know what I'm saying? It's giving shade, it's giving, and it's mastering the art of giving and receiving. When I'm in alignment with my truest self, giving and receiving, it's not I'm giving back, I'm a part of nature. So receiving abundance, love, sexual intimacy, all of that is a part of nature if you align yourself with your truest, most authentic self. I was doing that. And then I'd let people get into my head. They're like, oh, you're the best. You're the most. You're a legend. And I'm like, you know what? I am the best. I am a legend. I am hot. I am sexy. And I took myself right out of nature.
Interesting.
So anything that is out of alignment with nature causes disrupt. Anything that is aligned with nature, always, because it's a part of the universal order, always causes flow.
So how would you describe your own nature then? Do you think it's connected to how you express yourself in the world and your heart, and I guess your connection to like your inner child, because that's like the most vulnerable, unique, natural fluidity that you are, correct?
Yeah, well, think about this. You, whatever water you drank, whatever food you ate today, you can't keep it. It's going to come out. It has to come out because it's a part of nature. You take it in, it comes out through number one or number two. Sweat comes out. Freaking tears comes out, vomit comes out, everything. You hold on to a secret, you hold on to your gifts. We weren't created to be keepers. We're actually created to be givers. That's why we get the opportunity to receive. It's not receive first, and then It's literally you give, period. And nature says, this is a form of your giving. Mm-hmm. So for me, anytime I align myself with the little kid version of myself, the one that had all the energy, that was tapped into his creative portal, the one that was just like so many ideas and so much love and so much fun, anything. So for me, it's when I'm running, it's when I'm singing, it's when I'm drumming, it's when I'm motivating people. When I do that, and I've been doing that since I was a kid, it unlocks myself to the universe where there is no difference between out there and in here. It is literally one. Mm-hmm. So if it is one, then everything that goes out is a part of the same energy that has to come back in. Mm-hmm. So every single time I do that, every time I veer away, and sometimes I forget, I'm like, man, why am I not this? Why am I? Yeah. And when I truly come into the understanding, I'm like, oh, I haven't been running. I'm not running for work. I'm not running for money. Running for me gives me access to a portal inside of my nervous system that unlocks the frequency of freedom. Singing for me does the same thing. I'm not singing so people can be like, oh, hey, good job. If I get it, cool. But it unlocks something on me. Tribal drumming. When I'm motivating people, I don't have to study to motivate. It's just something that's in me that gotta come out. Every time I do that, and I do it for long enough, it hits a stride. Mm-hmm. And it's no difference than when runners run for long enough, they was like, I don't know, I just had runner's high. I coined a phrase called the artist power. So mm-hmm. little kids, I feel like all little kids are artists, all of them. And your gifts is the paint. And when you release your gifts, you're actually painting the world and you can create the world that you actually want to be in. Most people don't use their paint. They use their dad's paint, their mom's paint, society's paint. So they're operating off of a different system, which is why they get tired, stressed out. They don't decompress and they're like, oh, I need a guy to fill me up. I need this money. I need this job to fill me up. It's because they're not filling up their own cup. With their own paint, their own gifts. Mm-hmm. So for me, living in that expression, it gives people a permission slip to say, I have an expression too. Mm-hmm. That's my role in this world, to teach people how to tap into their artist power and awaken the artist within. And through that energy, their natural state, the most magical miracles are banging down your door to come in without you trying to force it or overcompensate in other areas.
Mm-hmm. I love everything that you're saying. And I think it's such a beautiful way to uncover your own gifts in a way that maybe some people haven't even found yet or don't know what those are. And there's no better way to allow ourselves to explore that by really being in the experience of what it looks like to uncover that. And I'm like, as we're talking about this, I can already hear people kind of thinking or saying, I've heard this before, as we're speaking of creativity and expression and artists and being an artist, a lot of people assume being an artist is like painting, drawing right away. So they like block themselves because they're like, well, I don't paint. I don't draw. You know, let's say I'm thinking of like a football player and he's like, well, I don't paint, you know, and automatically he closes himself off from even thinking about what's possible for him when it comes to allowing this expression to come through. So how would you describe creativity, expression, artistry beyond just what we think that is?
Okay, so let me ask you this. I'm going to ask you this question. I want you to answer in real time. Mm-hmm. What is, when I say the word creator, that is what?
Mm-hmm. God.
Okay. To you is God. God to me too. Yeah.
Right.
Where does the word creativity mm-hmm. stem from? Okay. So when you are creating, you are mm-hmm. accessing God mm-hmm. realized power, the universal mm-hmm. order power, nature's rhythm, co-creation. I can say it 1,000 different ways. Mm-hmm. So when you are creating, Think about when you're a little kid, you had endless mm-hmm. amount of creativity, endless amount of energy. You got all these adults. It's like, man, I just got this block somewhere. Yeah, because you haven't sat down long enough to realize that you were what you're looking for. You're going mm-hmm. out there to look for what you had this entire time. Mm-hmm. And if you really rise above and take the bird's eye view of your life, all of it is art. So you can't mess up. You cannot mess up art, because even in your mess up, that is art. So if you live life where you're leaning in to creating, leaning in to taking a risk, you cannot mess up. Leaning in, truly, I'm not talking about, oh, I'm going to do just enough. And if my just enough looks better than other people around me, then I'm going to settle with that as a win. Well, you'll sleep on a win and you'll wake up with a loss, because your life will look like a win, but deep down inside, something is missing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what I'm sharing with you is, imagine having a life where you're living your fullest expression. And before you go to bed at night, you look in the mirror and nobody's around, and the truth shows up. You're actually proud of what you see. And before you go to bed at night, it's calm and it's peaceful. And it's like, I'm really, really living my life. And I'm mm-hmm. really proud of myself. Imagine mm-hmm. living that life for the rest of your life. And when you're on your deathbed, which it will happen to all of us in this lifetime physically, you won't have to go to your deathbed with all of the books, the guy you didn't ask out, the girl you didn't ask out, the project you never released, standing over you saying, look how selfish you've been with your life. We got to die with you because you chose not to lean in to the fullest expression of your life. Trees do it, birds do it, alligators do it, giraffes do it. Hey, nature does it. Why not actually embody one of our greatest teachers called nature and live out your fullest expression?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think some people might assume that bringing death in the conversation is a scary thing, but I think it's insanely necessary because, like you said, it's going to come. And sometimes people need that wake up call of like, what's going to happen when you're in that place? What then? Some people, again, coming back to awareness, you know, they're living. They're like, I really want to change. But they're kind of unhappy with just what's happening today and not thinking about the bigger picture, right? Of like, shit, what's going to happen? Like, I don't know, maybe even next week, like I could die next week, you know, and I have no idea. What about in 30 years, 40 years, whatever that looks like, because it's going to come. And using death or that almost like making peace with the scariest thing possible, being broke, dying, being left behind, whatever that is, really looking at that and like, what does that look like? Because I think like a lot of us can go beyond or, you know, tap into the whole positive thinking, and that's great. But if we're not acknowledging the deepest fears that are really behind that of like your need to have positive thinking, then you keep putting on band-aids, which I think a lot of people might get confused in or caught up in, because they're like, oh, I can't have like negative thoughts, because if I have negative thoughts, then like, or if I think about this and it's going to happen, so I can't think about that. But it's like, just think about what that would look like and let that fuel you with love to acknowledge and accept where you're at, where you want to be.
Absolutely.
What do you think are like the biggest blocks for people? I mean, not only did you like tap into a little bit, but like specifically, what do you think is like the biggest blocks for people when it comes to tapping into their creativity or being their own artist, or what that looks like? Like, what is that prevention that happens internally?
Their unconscious fear. Mm-hmm. And I'll dive more into that. If you like my phone right now, if I go into my phone and I go like this, and I go like this, all of these are apps that are open, and that mm-hmm. app will stay open unless I close the loop. Boom, boom, mm-hmm. boom, boom, boom. Most people have about 100,000 open loops that were impacted by their childhood right now. And I've always heard, I'll leave the past in the past. Not if you didn't get the lesson. If you didn't get the, if you didn't get the lesson, then your future will become a recreation of your past. And so here's what I mean by unconscious fear. So imagine there's a little dog, and the dog, it's very innocent to nature. It roams freely, goes into the neighbor's yard. Neighbor gets mad. If your dog comes in and poops in my yard again, I'm going to call the puppy pound and have your dog taken away. So the owner puts a shock collar on the dog's neck, right? So next thing you know, the dog doesn't know anything, but the next time it goes to do its normal route, bam, it gets shocked. But it gets shocked into fear and pain. So every day, bam, bam, and little by little, bam, it starts pulling away, pulling away, pulling away. A month later, the owner takes the shock collar off the dog's neck. The only unfortunate thing is mentally, the wall of fear is still there now because of how many times it got shocked through fear and pain. So now there's an invisible wall of fear. So here's what it does. The necklace come, the neck come, come, shock collar comes off, and the dog goes for the rest of its life. Now I want you to take out the dog and put in us as humans, as little kids who have been trained, brainwashed, news station, teacher, parented to death by fear and pain. Don't walk in the middle of the street because you can die. Don't do this. Everything on the news programs, whose minds do you think they're programming? Our parents, which train our kids. Fear, 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 fear. And just like that little kid, I mean, like the little dog, you've already been shocked to death through fear and pain. So even as adult, and adults are deteriorated children, when it comes to asking the girl out, asking the guy out, the one you really want to, writing the book, creating the project, creating this thing, creating that thing. It's like, for the rest of your life. I don't know how to talk to people. I'm a recluse. I'm shy. I'm this. I've never seen a shy baby in my life. They learned it from somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So the goal is to go back to the place where you first remember fear and then create another and negotiate it with it and then create and forgive yourself for being so hard on yourself for so long.
Mm-hmm.
And then start saying out loud how you want your life to look like. Not from the adult. A lot of people do a lot of these emotional intelligence courses and do all these things, and they got a lot of training, but they've got a lot of training from the adult to the little kid. Mm-hmm. Go to the little kid, go from the eyes of the little kid and conjure up the blocked feelings you've had your whole life. And from there, forgive, from there, release, from there, let go. And then say, this is the kind, I'm not talking about using big words because little kids don't do that. From the words of the little kid, from the heart and the eyes of the little kid, I want a life like this. And then start working every day towards contributing one thing that contributes towards that life that the little kid wants to live. And then let the little kid lead. That right there will support hundreds and thousands of dollars of therapy, of stress, heart attack, ulcers, breakdown, because the power of the kid is stronger than any course that you can take. So might as well go to the source of it.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty simple. Yeah. Like one way that I think some people are so in their heads, like that's what they thought their safety was, right? Like that's what they've learned over time. Like, oh, let me go in my head because that's where the safest place is. Like if I'm intelligent, if I can control, then I'll be safe, right? The illusion of safety. And what I often tell people is like, when it comes to the little kid, it's like the subconscious mind and your body is a reflection of your subconscious mind. It's a physical manifestation of your subconscious mind, which is your little kid. And I remember just even last year when I was like talking a lot about leadership, it's like letting that little kid lead your life, and but not the traumatized little kid, right? Like,
yes, absolutely. Like
it has to be the loving, expressive little kid who has made peace with what has happened and has forgiven herself or himself and has moved past what happened. And when you look at kids, they're so quick with that shit. One minute they're crying and they're like, my life's over. And the next thing they just run off and like have a good time. You're like, it's so quick. And I think it like changes even how we assume healing has to be, because we assume healing is going to be hard and long, and maybe it will be. But if you're really tuned into your inner child, then maybe it'll be faster than you can even imagine, because it's so on point with just letting go and transmuting and moving. And there's so much love and it's continuous and it's amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
I agree. This is why I created the phrase artist power. I want to support people tapping into their artist power and sustaining it, so that they can see what their life looks like when they're being powered by the most authentic self inside. Like, where's all your energy come from? How can you can do this? How you can go and bust your butt at the workout, then go to here, then go to here, then do another podcast, and you're still lit? I'm like, because what is fueling me is so true to my nature. I'm just giving myself back to myself. So there's always reciprocity in the release and the receive.
Mm-hmm. So you have a retreat coming up around that, right? I'm correct. Yes.
It's called Awaken the Artist Within. That's all about teaching people how to tap into their artist power. And me in a retreat space, because I'm so in service, is like, it's literally like no other. And I, you know, I've traveled around the world and I've been able to run like some of the biggest speakers boot camps and teaching people how to speak and use their authentic voice and cultivate crowds and audiences and even attract at a high level because of their own voice and authenticity. I've been doing that for years. I taught models, guys and girls, how to walk the runway after being in the fashion industry at a high level for 17 years. I taught TV actors how to be on TV and be fully embodied, not to pretend. This is why you're not getting the job, because they're literally getting from your pretend energy, not your realest, authentic you energy. And when you bring your fullest self to your relationships, your marriage, your sex life, your business life, your money will match. Your love will match. And that will create fertile ground for growth to take its natural course. Mm-hmm. This is what's going to happen inside of my retreat, inside of my Awaken the Artist Within retreat, June 10th, 11th, and 12th. Not taking everybody, taking people who really want to play a big game in life and not like, oh, maybe we'll see. I don't want that kind of person, because you got to be ready, and especially in the spaces that I create, people come and they come to play big. So that's what the retreat is about.
And I'll put all of those, that description and wherever, if anybody wants to sign up, they can just scroll down to the show notes and click on whatever link I'll put in there for sure. And I also want to drop a little note for anybody who is maybe stuck into doing any of the inner work through the books, through the podcast, but have never experienced a retreat before, or something with the physical person teaching, something that you're literally immersed in an experience. Your nervous system, your body will propel you in that direction times 1,000, beyond the books, beyond the talks, beyond, because if you keep doing the work up here, but you're not experiencing it fully in the body, you will advance for sure. It's going to help you, but throwing yourself into a retreat with a powerful energy will propel you in the direction times 1,000. I've experienced that myself. I know for a fact. It's like, that is the missing piece, I think, of this industry, is the experiential existence of what we want to be and what we want to unfold and unravel into. So if any of this speaks to you, check this out 1,000%. Yeah. And we were talking a little bit about this before, but I would love to tap into this again now. more about abundance and the natural giving and receiving flow and being in our own nature and our fullest expression and being authentic and in every aspect of our lives. It's not just one thing. Cause I think we both connected this where it's like, everything's connected to everything. It's not just one thing. And oh, this thing is left out. It's everything is reflecting in everything, which is amazing. It's incredible. And people who are doing the work, air quotes, and who are in the spiritual communities, in the self-help, but their abundance, not abundance, prosperity, big difference, because abundance is everywhere all the time and you can't miss that. But the prosperous part of it seems to be missing.
Yeah.
And people don't understand why.
Yeah.
Do you know why, Garen?
I would say I have my version of why, just coming from business and being deep into the spiritual community is, a lot of times people are using language that only, like the words you choose to use, 1%, barely 1% of the population can understand. And it's like, sometimes hear people, they're in the state and they're like very floaty and they're very out there and everything. They're like, why isn't it coming in? Because here's the thing, you got a powerful message, but you don't know how to translate it to the people. And it's the translation to reach the maximum amount of people. That is what's missed. Because if you're only reaching, damn it.
We had, again, some Wi-Fi problems, and Garen thought it was hilarious to screenshot my face. So please enjoy.
But that's a good photo. She'll like that. I take a screenshot of the face. Great. So what I was saying is, whatever language you choose, whatever words that are coming, because your words are really powerful. But if people don't understand your words, majority of the people in the world have to be able to understand the translation. So there's some people that are really spiritual that use these really beautiful spiritual words that I understand. But you're only reaching a small part of the community. So what I tell people all the time is understand the translation in how the community speaks, but come from the spirit, not speak the spirit, come from the spirit and let it fuel your words in a practical way, because in practicality, you reach more people. When you reach more people, you have a bigger stage. When you have a bigger stage, you have a bigger platform. When you have a bigger platform, it tends to follow a bigger outcome. Mm-hmm. It's a simple formula for me. And it's like, you know, I went to church one day and my pastor was like, man, he was like, y'all church folk get on my nerves. Y'all be saying, wherefore art thou? And you should be a Christian and blah, 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 blah. And you're saying all this other stuff, but you're in health and wellness. I'm a preacher. I've been called on the pulpit. So I speak like a preacher. If you're in health and wellness, if you're an author, speak like the language of health and wellness, but come from the spirit. Make your work your ministry and let people feel the spirit through your practical words that they can actually digest and understand and not have to look up every time you say anything to them. Mm-hmm. You reach the most amount of people. It's teach the basics to the masses. You reach the masses, then you graduate them into the esoteric words. People are leading with the esoteric and they will not get into the masses.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's almost about like coming back to like deep anchored humanness. Like how human can you be while holding the most powerful form of your own spirit within your system as you're speaking?
Yes. Listen, little kids did not start kindergarten listening to pre-calculus. They started with the A, B, C, D, E, F, G. So if you're trying to reach all of these people with pre-calculus language, you're missing the majority of the people that haven't even showed up for elementary yet.
And it's like even thinking about, I see a lot of people trying, like just speaking more of this, but a lot of people try to communicate to their ideal clients or people or audience or whatever by speaking of you know, their problems. But the thing is, like, most people don't even know what their problems are. So how are they supposed to, like, identify what that is? So it's always coming back to awareness, in my opinion, from what I've seen, from what I've learned, is like, how can you bring awareness with practicality to what these people are unconsciously doing that are leading to these problems? And if you can speak into that with love, with your body, with the spirit in your system, as you communicate, I mean, shit, like, it's like infinite after that, you know?
Absolutely. And I learned about this because in my health and wellness business, you know, I've been fortunate to build a seven figure income just in that form of business over the last 10 years. I bring in new people. I've got to teach them the basics, but then there's tiers of leadership. There's the 1%, there's the 4%, there's the 6%. And they all have a different level of listening. So I've been groomed through entrepreneurship, understanding tiers of leadership and tiers of listening. So that's the only way I know how to communicate. So when I'm speaking to somebody, I listen, I can go into the clouds, into the heavens, when I know that someone can receive that. But if it's somebody who's never done the work, but something about them is driven to it, I've got to be able to meet them where they are and then support them with a system and structure that graduates them on the path of discovery and evolution in listening, learning, and cultivating.
Yeah, it's almost like I see some people, and I'm sure I've done this at some points, to be honest. It's like, I'm sitting here and I'm expecting people to come meet me, which is not a bad thing because it does empower people to a certain extent to level up, but also, can I be flexible with how much rope I give them so they can come up and like they know how and they're hearing my instructions, but it's like, I'm not so high to the point where like I'm lost and they're lost. And then we're just trying to find each other. Right.
Yeah. And so I always tell people, so blend it in with your message. So it's like you were saying, it's like, and I give them just enough and they stretch. And then what I would say is now add a lot of practicality to get them in the door. Then they come in, then it's stretching. And it's like, oh my God, I'm already growing from this sales pitch right now. I'm like, holy crap, because they have words. It's just like mine. I could say the most esoteric thing when it comes to creativity or inner child, or I could literally go there. I could really go there with the best of the free thinkers. But I say, tap into your artist power. I'm calling all creatives. You want to develop your confidence. You want to, you know, say cultivate focus and bring your true message, own your voice, those type of things. Like, oh my God, I'm not really, you get in, but when you come to my retreat, and then, oh man, you're like, you'll see, it's, but that's what it is. You got to get the maximum amount in the door. And that's where people are missing it. You got to get people in the door. You bait the fish with what the fish wants. You want, if it wants a juicy worm, it's like, I know you love gummy worms. The fish wants a juicy worm. Get the fish with the juicy worm, and then you do what you want with the fish.
Right. Right. And it doesn't have to be in a way where you're manipulating. And that's where like the artist expression and power comes in.
Yes.
Because there is, when you're embodied in that, there is no space for manipulation. It's only love. It's only truth. It's only authenticity.
And something I want to add to, when you're truly aligned during this process, and it's true and it's really authentic and genuine, that's when it works in a way that has surpassed whatever your goals are, because nature wants to show you, now let me show you what I can do now that you did your part. But anywhere where there's gray areas and you're trying to cut corners, and you're like, there's a part of me that needs this so I can pay this bill. Anywhere in there, you dilute the solution. You just put oil in the water, in the clear alkaline 9.5 water.
completely disconnected. Yep. I feel that. It's a beautiful invitation. And even I would love for you to, just as like, as we're coming close to an end here, like, I think a lot of people are still maybe not, maybe they are, but confused as to what aligned even means. Like, what does it look like to be aligned on top of, like, as we spoke about being in congruence and in that natural flow state, but what would it feel like once they're like, okay, oh, I know for sure. I feel like I'm aligned. Yeah. What does that look like?
So every one of us has felt it at one time or another. You just may not have known what it was. So let me tickle your awareness for a second. When your mind is on fire for life and you're not in the weeds of negativity or gossip and you're just truly in joy, truly in a state of love, and you're focused on a goal and you're just super locked in. When your body, your actual physical specimen, is getting what it wants, not is getting your cravings, not is getting your sad feelings, not is getting your self-sabotage, and it's truly getting the nutrients that it wants and that it deserves, what you're doing to yourself, when it's getting what it wants, and when your soul is being fed by just like you being able to see yourself in a way that's like, yo, I love myself fully. I acknowledge myself for my wins. And when all of those, it's like a flux capacitor. When all of them are operating at the same time, you feel a sense of aliveness inside of you where there is no time, no space. And people call this runner's high. They call it in the zone. They're like, I don't know. I just went into this space and I started creating all these things. That's when your mind, body, and soul was aligned. You think about a bird. Bird has these wings. Bird has these feet. It has these feathers and everything. But when it's using everything that's already inside of it to its fullest capacity, flight takes place. But you can imagine how life would be difficult if a bird were to try to be a giraffe. People are so busy trying to be what everybody else wants them to be, but there's this inner voice inside says, be this, do this, do this. So when your mind is connected and when it's alive, when it feels like you can do anything in the world, when your body is in tune, when your channel is open, it's not blocking with self-sabotage and emotional eating, and you're just like, really, I care about myself and know that this is my one temple, that my health is a priority. My sleep health, my mental health, my physical health, priority. And your soul, there's a sense of tranquility.
Mm-hmm.
And not nervous energy. And there's a sense of calmness to know that you are where you're supposed to be. Everything is okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you're here now and you're so present. When those mm-hmm. three components are going at the same time, artist power is unlocked inside of you.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the power that activates nature's resources to work in accordance to co-create with you anything mm-hmm. that you're doing in life. So you're mm-hmm. never doing it alone when you are aligned with nature. And just like the bird that uses everything that's already inside of it to its fullest expression, when we use everything that's already inside of us to its fullest expression, there's no need to seek in him to fulfill you. And that money to fulfill you, and that house to fulfill you, and that job to fulfill you, you actually self-fulfilled yourself. And mm-hmm. therefore, and as the most powerful magnet in the world, you attract your mirror reflection in all of those things.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. It's such a perfect, simple way to explain it that is practical and understandable. So... Great. My last question for you, actually, because you said it a couple of times, soul. I know you have a baby girl soul.
Yeah.
That I've met her a couple of times and I was very you know, lucky to be part of Blair's mother's blessing and her baby shower. Yeah. But I would love to know, what is something that Soul has been teaching you lately?
She taught me all of my, she brought up all of my insecurities that I haven't been willing to look at. And it taught me where all of my insecurities came from. And let me explain. My mom used to perm my hair when I was a little kid because she made me out to believe that having coarse, rough hair, nappy hair is what it is called in the Black community, was a bad thing. So she would perm my hair straight to be more like a mixed person or a white person or something like that, because that's the time she came up in where Black people used to have these super straight hair, grease, like freaking, I don't know. It's like, if you look at like 1950s, they all used to perm their hair. Mm-hmm. So my mom came up in that. And so growing up in a household where all these insecurities came, when my daughter was born, I kept saying, I hope she has straight hair. Not realizing that I still had inside of me certain insecurities about my own hair that was given to me by my mom. And I was like, I hope she has straight hair. I hope her nose doesn't grow. Because it, like, a lot of people in the Black community have like big nose and full lips and things like that. And I'm just like, oh my God, I didn't know that was in there. So that was an unconscious thing. I know where that came from. Your parents' insecurities also become your child's insecurities, because energy cannot be created nor destroyed. It can only be transferred. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of times when I spoke to my friend who recently had done plastic surgery, but she felt bad because she said, she came to me and she was like, Garen, I feel bad about changing my face around because I was just so insecure about my looks, because now I have a baby and my baby doesn't look like me.
Oh shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's trippy.
You see what I'm saying? She said this to me.
Yeah.
Her own insecurities is now, she was like, so I don't even know what's going to be the energy that's going to be transferred to my own kid. And so we've been working on her nervous system to be able to accept herself beyond the flesh.
Wow.
So that she can be her fullest expression with her kid who has an experience when life lifes them. Because our first example of life is how our parents model it. Mm-hmm. And people don't do what you say. They do what they see, and they respond to how they feel and the energy that translates to them. And the child's energy is the child's nervous system is connected to the mom's nervous system. One heaven of a responsibility. So I learned in my own insecurity that I didn't even know was there. I was already partaking on my newborn daughter. So if her hair now, her hair wants to do what it does, it gets to be its fullest expression, and I get to love every part of it because I learned to love that part of me and accept that part of me.
That's so beautiful. And I think just to add on to everything that you said, so when you allow yourself to embody your artist's expression and power fully, not only do you get to live a life that is more aligned to you, you get to be in complete co-creation with something way bigger than you, the natural flow that is much more fun, et cetera, et cetera. Like the list goes on. And you get to give, if you have not had kids yet, and if you do even have kids, you get to break certain lineages, certain patterns, certain traumas, certain whatever. You get to stop that from being passed on, and you get to recreate and be part of the new generation.
Yeah. And give them a fight, and give them a instead of a fighting chance, give them a flowing chance to not have to.
Yes.
Like, fight your stuff, fight your demons, and fight your insecurities. DNA is passed down and insecurities are passed down too.
100% epigenetics, like it's real. It's not even just a concept that we're making up just to like pump up this whole thing. It's real. You can go and see and test it and find articles about this. This is a real thing. Mm-hmm. Incredible. Well, I'm so happy that you're allowing yourself and choosing to like do this work for yourself, for your family, for who you want to be, your legacy, the longevity that you're leaving behind. Like it says a lot about you. So congrats. And I'm really happy for you.
Thank you so much. And I received that. And it is so difficult and so rewarding at the same time. So it's all worth it because my commitment towards growth literally supports everything that has to, that is an expression and an extension of me. So I'm willing mm-hmm. to go anywhere and everywhere and invest however much, even if I don't have in this moment a certain thing to get into this mastermind, if it means that I can get in the room with these minds and that will eventually support my family in the long run and myself and whatever I'm birthing into the world, then I'm willing to do whatever it takes.
And I love what you just said. It's that peace. It's the willingness. Like somebody just asked me this like yesterday. They're like, oh my God, there's so much. Where do I start? And I'm like, honestly, willingness. Like if you're not willing, I'm not going to get you very far. But that simple piece of willingness will take you so far. So congrats on being willing.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And so where can people find you on top of like your retreat coming up in June and Austin? It's in Austin, right?
Yeah, it's in Austin.
Beautiful. So on top of your retreat, where can people find you? What do you have out there that people can get their hands on? Yeah. Give us a scoop.
So first place is my website, which is garenjones.com. And mm-hmm. on there, you will see, like I have certain programs. I have a relationships program, just like literally 7 weeks. It's like a relationships mastery for people that are single and for people that are in relationships that want to literally elevate to the next level. And then I have a good unstuck breakthrough accelerator course. And it's like lifetime on demand video, which is crazy. The formula that I've been able to create that will support you at every level that you think you feel stuck. That's on my website too. And then I also have a book out called Change Your Mindset, Change Your Life. That's on Amazon mm-hmm. right now. It's a best-selling book. We sold over 72,000 copies without promotion, without PR team. It's just people love practicality and basics. So the masses actually want it.
Mm-hmm. Amazing. So I'll put everything in the show notes so people can find you super easily. And you're pretty active on Instagram too. So they can go and check you out there. Okay, beautiful. Perfect. Is there anything else that you would like to share as a little mic drop, a little heart mic drop that's been in your awareness lately that you think could support someone?
So I'm studying to be a samurai for 4 years. And my samurai master, every time I would ask him a question, he'd be like, stop, breathe. And he would say, you know what to do. So I'm going to tell you out there, stop, breathe. You know if you're eating unhealthy, you know what to do. You know if you're slamming down alcohol to suppress certain things, deep down inside, you know what to do. You know if you're taking those drugs, you know what to do. You know if you're man hungry and you can't stop and it has power over you, you know what to do. If you're woman hungry, it has power over you, you know what to do. If you're drinking, if you're constantly like saying, oh, you know, wine is just, you know, it's just an occasional thing. And then that occasional adds up throughout the years. You know what to do. Truly do believe.
Mm-hmm.
People truly know what to do. But they justify themselves and they make the most believable excuse for themselves. And mm-hmm. even in that, you know what to do.
You know what to do. Beautiful. Garen, thank you so much for your time, your presence, your words, your body, your expression, your unapologetic you. I love it.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming on.
And thank you so much for just having the heart and vulnerability to put yourself out there and create a platform like this for stories like mine to have wings, which is super important. We could not do this work without people like you. So I honor you, Queen, and I'm super proud of you, and I acknowledge you for the work that you're doing as well.
Thank you so much. I'm excited to come to Austin and squeeze you soon.
You're so welcome. Have a great day.
Well, I am sure you guys enjoyed the hell out of that conversation with Garen. I sure did. I had a blast, and I'm so excited for more of these types of conversations. And if you guys received any golden nuggets whatsoever, make sure that you tag Garen and I on Instagram, take a screenshot, let us know what you took from this episode. And if you are interested in continuing your journey with Garen and learning from him directly, I highly suggest to check out his retreat happening in Austin. June 10 to 12th. It's a 3-day experience and it's called Awaken the Artist Within. I'm actually going to be there myself assisting and supporting, which I'm really excited about. So if you want to get your hands on that, you can scroll down to the show notes and grab your ticket there. There's a regular option, there's a VIP option. There's lots of different ways of just immersing yourself into his work and into his field, into his energy. And if you are looking for any type of support within on your own journey, there are so many different types of ways that you can receive support and to receive guidance for whatever you need. Make sure that you give yourself permission to be able to receive that type of support, whatever that looks like for you, because it looks very individual for everyone. So as per usual, I want to thank you for taking the time to being here, listening to this podcast, pressing play today, just being in my own field, my own work. It's been such a pleasure to have all these amazing people on and to continue to provide these conversations on a podcast platform. Yeah, very excited for more. So thank you, thank you, thank you. I see you, I hear you, I love you, and I'll see you guys on the next podcast.